This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have a very special guest. His name is Tony Drescher. He is the CFO and the director for Oculus Vision Tech Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OVTZ. Tony, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much, Jason. Thanks for the introduction.
Oh, absolutely. Tony, why don't you tell us a little bit of the history of Oculus Vision Tech and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became the CFO.
Well, Oculus Vision Tech has had a long history, actually, Jason. We started off back in 1992 with the first true video-on-demand technology. We actually had an initial patent, which was only for twisted wire. From there, and we were the first to deploy actually on CNN, the transmission of video through telephone lines. Back then, of course, a server, you know, it was close to a $5 million price tag, so it was not quite economical. Mm-hmm. From there, we went on to develop wavelet technology in 1999-2000. Of course, we all know about the 2000 tech bust, and from there, I'm just giving a quick synopsis here. From there, we took some of our technology that we developed, and we became a forensic watermarker for 20th Century Fox, and we watermarked the movies that were up for Academy Award presentations, etc. And we did that for about 6 years. Fox had basically used our technology in-house. After 6 years, they outsourced their technology, but they did ask us to provide them, if we could, a watermarking technology or some sort of protection for their scripts. So, you know, we went back to our tech guys and actually we found that the script market, not just scripts, but any form of digital document, the market is quite massive. So from there, and over 2 years of some R&D, we've actually brought a product, just recently brought a product to market where we are able to protect a document. We call it DPS, Document Protection System, mm-hmm. for the client. And so when the document goes out, say, to the public for distribution, if it gets altered in any way, shape, or form, and it comes back to the individual who is protected, the individual will be notified that it was tampered with, and it'll actually identify on the actual document where it was tampered with on the document itself. So it's been a tremendous inroad, especially with all the problems in the cybersecurity arena right now. But it's come a long ways from where we were at the beginning.
Excellent. So talking about this DPS document viewer, this is your signature product, correct?
That's right. So basically, the way it works is that, for example, if you were to have a PDF file, mm-hmm. and you know, a lot of people think the PDF files are protected. Well, in fact, the PDF file could be altered. Mm-hmm. When you apply our DPS on top of it, let's assume it's the final version of a contract, for example.
Sure.
If the contract goes out, it comes back. It'll notify you that it's been altered. If in fact the a third party or a second party, whoever had altered the document, and it'll not only notify you, it'll identify exactly where it was changed on the document itself. So we're finding that, you know, this is great for, of course, any form of contracts, wills, you know, mortgage documents, land title documents, your registrations. All this stuff could become. There's always the possibility of some form of fraud with respect to having these documents altered. So in addition to that, we also have a document viewer where the person will be able not only know where the document was altered, but they're able to track as to which smart device altered the document.
Excellent.
So it's going to be, in the whole cybersecurity field, it's actually going to be a great value add. We actually look at our technology to become a very globally relevant type of a technology that people will want to use and utilize.
So, you know, I have a little bit of a technology background, just so you're aware here. So when you you know, protect these documents? Is this done with the proprietary software that's local on the person's computer, or is this something that's going through a website? How does the process work?
We are actually utilizing it. We're utilizing our AWS's cloud at this point.
Okay.
They offer all the necessary security on our behalf, and basically the person would download the technology through AWS, and it will come back to them. It's very straightforward. We have no, Oculus has no direct hands-on. It's basically, it's similar to a licensing fee of some people who want to protect their computers, like a McAfee or whatever, just to ensure. So this is a standalone type of software that a person can utilize.
Wow, that's pretty great. My guest again today is Tony Drescher. He is the CFO and director for Oculus Vision Tech Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OVTZ. Now, Tony, how big is this market space that you're in under internet security?
Wow, that's a great question, Jason. You know, this year alone, there's been 650 million people worldwide where they've had identity theft.
Wow.
This year alone, the cybersecurity market, just for the overall market, has touched $80 billion, and they estimate that by the year 2020, that the yearly cost for cybersecurity will range from anywhere from $180 to $200 billion per year.
Yes.
Now, we're not, you know, it's massive, and as technology evolves, it just seems like it's... you know, it's of course more and more commonplace, and of course with that there is all this potential abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So with our technology, it's not that we're stopping the predator or the fraudulent individual, whatever the case may be, or fraudulent act, but we're able to notify the person that it's happened and where it's happened. I kind of look at it. We, as a company, look at it, you know, when the alarms, home alarms first began, and now most people have a home alarm, and when they set that home alarm, they have that comfort knowing that their home is protected. The same can be said with utilizing our DPS and technology. So once you install this on your document, you have that comfort that, okay, I know this is the final version of this contract. I know this is the final version of this will. I know this is the final version of whatever document that you're trying to protect. And you have this comfort level. There's another issue that happens quite often, especially internally within companies, and which, you know, when we did all our beta testing, it's come to light, where a lot of people, they'll receive an email and they may cut and paste and take some credit for it, etc., or they may alter some of the numbers. Well, this too may become, it could become a kind of a status within a company as well, so that, you know, what you send is what is actually there. So the different versions or the final version of a different versions would be that in itself. So there'd be no question as to what was the final outcome. The department that we're looking at as well that's fairly significant is law enforcement. Is it, because with all the potential changes with regards to the people handling evidence, etc., to have something that actually can protect this final version for the court system could really help in identifying what is truly the original, which seems to be more and more the problem nowadays.
Well, that can also protect the citizen as well in that regard, to make sure that the document is unchanged, as well as the proceeding process of going through the court system, knowing that those documents are going to be secure, unaltered, protected. And nobody has to worry about any sort of tampering. Plus, if you take this even a step further and going to the commercial field, this can help with copyright protection and patents, to make sure that people that are submitting their own ideas and products can be protected as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jason, one other field which we haven't really touched upon is the whole medical industry.
Oh, yes.
I mean, yeah, you send your files out. Well, you know, they get handled by so many different people. You know, and you hear of times where blood types there's errors on blood types, or certain things get changed, et cetera, et cetera. This could at least identify where the change happened, if there was one, And also, if change has happened, you're able to recognize it by way of notification.
Wow, that's incredible. This could definitely be a game changer in the, you know, the technological security field. My guest again today is Tony Drescher. He is the CFO and director for Oculus Vision Tech Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OVTZ. Now, taking a step back here, recently you guys had just made a new website. Can you give us the URL so our listeners can visit, and also what improvements can we expect to see?
Well, the nice thing about this website, we made it more user-friendly. I mean, the initial website that we had, Jason, was more for investors and more for people to recognize what we were trying to develop.
Mm-hmm.
This website has been set up to so that individuals can go online and actually try the technology. They have a try now type of button there as well, and or if they wish to purchase it as well. And so it's more of a soft introduction of our technology. We will be having additional over the coming weeks here. We're going to have additional updates to it, which are quite significant. So we elected to bring this out first to get any kind of bumps and any people come back and give us some criticisms, some suggestions. So, but at this point, it's out there. It's OculusVisionTech.com or OVTZ.com. Either one would work just fine. And so far the response has been very, very positive.
Excellent. And Tony, you know, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today. This last segment we'd like to give to you to, you know, tell our listeners any information that we didn't get a chance to go over today. And by all means, take it away.
Well, Jason, the thing about the whole document protection system, when we first got involved with this, we did not realize the magnitude and the size of the digital content market. I mean, everything eventually, of course, will be digital. And we are turning into a paperless society. Between just the internal, the thought of contracts and protecting contracts, we're also looking at the financial industry, the insurance industry. We've already mentioned the medical industry. So this could be a far-reaching effect on the way we look at documentation in the future. And we believe, as I already mentioned, we're trying to become globally relevant. We believe that this will assist in allowing people to have some form of comfort, not just in the contract side. We're also believing we believe we'll be touching on the social media side as well, because quite often, as we all know, that gets altered quite often as well. So it's going to be a way of self-policing, you might say, and we fully anticipate the general public to grab hold of this and truly accept it. It is a very simple technology to use. And the benefits are, you know, second to none as far as giving an individual some form of comfort.
Excellent. Oculus Vision Tech Incorporated is the company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day. Currently, they're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OVTZ and trading at just a hair under 19 cents a share. Tony Drescher, CFO, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the program today. We hope to check back with you here in a couple months just to see how well the DPS program is working for you guys and just to check on your overall progress.
Jason, thank you very much, and thanks for having us on your show today.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.